It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that for you.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, hour number two is upon us on this Friday edition. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie, Richard Rush joining us now, and it is now time for our weekly movie rental review hour.
Yes, this is going to be a good time.
The funnest hour of the week. We have a blast.
Do we have any kind of lead-in music?
There we go.
There we go. Now, Richard, I honestly want to know, did John sing this to you every night before you went to bed? And did you wake up screaming at 2 a.m.?
No.
Well, I woke up scared.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Should we get into it?
Does every Russian girl know the ballet? Dance ballet?
I think they do. Yeah, they all dance ballet.
Every single one dances ballet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay, let's do movies with Russians in them. The Russians are coming.
Real quick, call in and give us your movie as well.
Please do.
We'll do this all the way till 4 o'clock, or you can text us 307, which some of you are already doing, 307-200-8222. 307-200-8222. Somebody also just said real quick, too, Trump was taking to Walter Reed to be treated for COVID. Is that true?
I don't know. Maybe. It's good. It's a good place. Why not?
It works.
And by the way,
303 CNN for you.
What?
Let me check CNN for you, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, do that, would you?
Yeah,
please?
Get us the real story. Trump is dead. I mean CNN. By the way, folks, if you want to call in with your ideas, 303-477-5600. Give us a call. We'd love to hear your idea, your favorite movies with Russians in them. But I'm going to take the best one right away.
Oh, you're doing round one. Go ahead.
I always do.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm a selfish guy. I lead off. Yes, I'm going to take the obvious one. Here we go. Hunt for Red October with Alec Baldwin and probably my favorite Russian of all time in the movie, Sean Connery.
Joe said this was his favorite too.
Even though he's Scottish.
Yeah, he's not a Russian.
Well, yeah, but he played a great Russian. What do you think,
he's
Richard? Was he a great Russian or what?
I don't know if he's the best Russian, but he's a good Russian.
Oh, yeah. I knew you'd just have to be different. You're being difficult.
I don't know if that's the best movie with a Russian in it there is, but you
No. It's
it.
Not
that's
the
fine.
Best movie with a... Well, I think let's put it this way. It's the most famous. When you think movies with Russians in them, you got to think Hunt for Red October.
Well, maybe.
No?
We'll see.
Oh, my goodness.
Richard, you're next.
Go ahead, Richard.
All right. This is one I think topped your Hunt for Red October, but not by much. And that is a good old Harrison Ford. Going to go with Air Force One.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're technically Russians.
Yes, they are Russians. Yes, they are Russians.
Yeah, Gary Oldman was a great Russian, but come on. Topping Sean Connery.
No. I'm not saying he topped the Russian. I'm just saying the overall premise, they did a better job in my mind. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I want that moderator's button. I need to turn Richard off. he disagreed with me. First of all, don't do that because, you know, I saw
right,
from
Chris right.
Wallace says you can't do that.
Gotcha.
I didn't realize I was debating you as well.
Now, Air Force One's terrific, and Gary Oldman was awesome in that.
Oh, there's so many. Which ones am I going to do next?
What are you going to
do? Okay. This one actually was one of the first ones that came to my mind because the guy in this always plays a great Russian. I have to go back and look up what his actual name is, which I could actually do. But my first movie is going to be Equalizer with Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all about the bad guys, the bad Russians. The Russian mafia, the Russian mob.
And by the way, I like Denzel Washington, so there you go.
Great movie, by the way. So the guy that actually was the Russian in that, hang on, I got to get here. I got to go down here and find who the actual Russian is, or the guy that plays the Russian, who, by the way, he plays just, I think, a great Russian all the time. Alex Vidov, is that it? There's a bunch of them in the movie, but that's just one of the ones that it does a good job. And there's multiples.
You know, you got certain actors who are always called in to play the Russian, or always called in to play the mafia guy, or always called in to play, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That kind of certain type.
Yep.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay. I got the most famous Russian, and actually Steve House beat me to it yesterday on air. I was very bitter.
Okay.
Rocky IV.
Yep. Good one.
Ivan.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah.
I will break you.
I'll break you.
I mean,
can't say anything else.
Do you guys, am I alone here in actually really enjoying that movie? And I know it's corny. I know it's the most ridiculous fight scene ever. I don't care. I loved it.
It's pretty good.
It was fun.
All the Rockies are kind of ridiculous fight scenes, you know, where he's just kind of swinging wildly away. But
yeah,
they're entertainment and they're good.
I mean, if any boxer took even one-tenth of the punishment that the fighters took in these movies, they'd die. But it was just kind of fun. So anyway, Rocky IV, I enjoyed it.
Okay, you're up.
All right, well, real quick, I did check CNN, just so you guys know.
Hang on. Okay, real quick. Say that, and then we got a caller that wants to join in before we go to your pick.
So Trump did go to Walter Reed. They're going to keep him there for the next few days. He's had a fever since mid-morning. He received a dose of the Regeneron. By the way, if you had any idea if that works or not, if they're giving it to the president. And my guess is, they're not saying this, but my guess is they're taking him there just to be precautious.
Of course.
Would be my best guess.
Because if they did and something happened to him, everybody would have a royal fit. So, of course, they're going to do
correct,
that.
Correct. But no transfer of power is taking place. They're just taking him there.
Yeah, of course.
Again, my guess is yeah.
Good. All right. Chip, are you up? Missouri. Is that where you're at, Chip?
Yes, I am. Howdy.
Welcome.
How are you?
Thank you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, enjoy keeping up with you guys on Facebook and watching your topics. And old friend of Mr. Pate from way back when.
Awesome.
The theaters.
Yes.
I remember you, Chip. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Hey, wow, it's great to hear your voice. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, even us dinosaurs can still talk about it.
There you go.
That's right. A couple conservatives back there in the theater industry there in KC.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. Still kicking it around down here and making sure that we are keeping America great.
Awesome.
Prayers are going up today without a doubt for our great president and first lady. Saw your topic online and get to keep up with you guys on Facebook, of all places, being that I'm in Joplin and that your signal doesn't exactly reach here, but that's okay.
Well, Chip, you like me, we watched movies. We actually built them, put them together, and watched them late night every Thursday. So do you have any favorite movies with Russians?
Oh, absolutely. There's a couple that come to mind. Red Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, you can't hardly mention that. Now there was a John Belushi and Arnold Schwarzenegger flick, and the name does not come to mind.
Jim Belushi, Red Heat.
Mm.
Yes.
I thought that was funny. Jim Belushi was he was the slob of a Chicago cop, and of course Arnie was the stiff Russian. I thought he was really funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, it certainly brought out a different character in both of them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
For once, Arnold didn't have to push English, so.
Good one.
Well, thank you, sir.
That's
Andrew,
awesome.
It's very good to hear your voice, and hey, keep hanging tough out there, and we'll see what November holds, and hopefully we won't need the mail-ins.
Well, Chip, go Trump and call again, all right?
Yeah, well,
take care.
Well done, Chip. Thank you, sir. Take care. Good stuff. All right. Good stuff.
By the way, one of the nicest guys I ever worked with.
No, sounds like a great guy. So,
he was.
Chip, thank you for listening. We do appreciate that very much all the way back in Missouri. All right, Richard, you're up next, and we'll do mine, and then we'll take a quick break. So go ahead. You're up.
Okay, so I'm going to make a caveat here and say if someone sounds like a Russian, And obviously, we are racist on the show because, you know, everyone's going to call conservatives racist these days.
Oh, absolutely.
And I can't distinguish if they're not racist or you're not Russian or not. They're Russian. So by saying that, I am going to say Liam Neeson in Taken, because that guy totally sounds Russian, even though I think he's probably Bolshevik or whatever you want to call it. You know, he says, good luck. You know, to me, that sounds Russian. And so
I think they were Russians in that, weren't they?
No, they were Bosnians.
Bosnians. That's close enough.
But again, you know, same kind of
close
accent.
Enough.
Close enough.
Eastern Bloc.
That's right. It's close enough. That's right.
Besides,
over here, Chris Wallace.
Besides which, Richard, white people all look the same anyway.
That's right. We're all the same.
No kid. We're all the same. We're all racist. We all, you know, hate everyone else that's not white, right?
Okay.
Great movie. Liam Neeson is the. He has like one role he plays really well, and it is, you know, that role of, you know, kind of serious actor, you know, the Taken role.
Wouldn't you
just played that role all the time, we could all be forever entertained.
Wouldn't you agree, Taken, the first one is a movie you can just watch over and over?
Oh, yeah, great movie.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. They did a great job. I mean, you wouldn't think so because it's kind of, you know, kind of dark premise to it, but it is a fantastic film.
I loved it.
Okay, let's see here. There's so many. I am going to go with, this is one most of you probably won't think of. I'm going to use it anyways. Limitless.
Okay.
Okay.
What? Russians. Where's the Russian in Limitless?
They're the drug guys.
And by the way, Steve House brought this one up yesterday too. You were cheating off his paper.
No, like, I was not.
Just like I said, I was going to do.
Jeez, I was not.
I mean, we are really using a loose definition of Russian.
No, the Russians were the drug dealers.
Yeah, they were Russian drug dealers.
That's right. They're Russian drug dealers in Limitless.
And they were white.
They're the bad guys. That's it.
Oh my gosh.
All right. I got one that came in real quick. I got one that came in from a listener. I don't know this movie, White Knights.
Yeah, I was going to get to that one.
Okay. So that came in from a listener. So there we go.
White Knights is a classic. You would hate it. It's all about dancing.
Oh, yeah.
It's with Baryshnikov and Gregory Hines. And by the way, it was really neat because Baryshnikov was, of course, this incredible ballet dancer, and Gregory Hines was an incredible tap dancer here in America.
Gotcha.
And so it was interesting with the two of them learning each other's dance styles. And they were also, I think, Baryshnikov was trying to defect. I can't remember.
Okay.
But it was actually a pretty good story. But some of the dancing between the two of them was just out of this world.
I have two.
And I ordinarily don't even like dance movies.
I have two more that came in, too, from listeners that we'll get to as soon as we come back. So let's do this. Mighty Hand Construction is up next. And by the way, just had a great text message from one of you that is using Mighty Hand to do some things around your house. And one of the things that they said, and folks, this means a ton to me, is because of the interview we did with Micah a while back, they felt extremely comfortable actually having them at their house with this gentleman, which I can tell it's a man that's actually texting me. So he felt very comfortable with the crews being there, with his wife being there alone and having no issues whatsoever because of the interview we did with Micah. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Good stuff. So Mighty Hand Construction, there you go, folks. It's that simple. Just find him at klzradio.com.
As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand has the experience to assess all of your exterior damage. Your insurance company will rarely offer you the full amount on your claim the first time, partially because your adjuster may not realize the extent of the damage. Micah and his team have dealt with plenty of insurance claims that covered the roof, but failed to factor in the damage to windows, deck, siding, paint, and trim. Since the Mighty Hand team professionally installs and sells windows, they've seen how poorly fitted windows can cause damage to siding as water works its way down. Although they won't try to fix damage that isn't there, they will take care of your entire exterior so you don't get stuck with another project and another bill. Contact Micah and his team today for an estimate on your full exterior redo in Northern Colorado. Ask about their retrofit windows for increased energy efficiency. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
All right, who do we got next? Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you need some help even paying for some of the things that Mighty Hand can do for you, give Kurt Rogers a call today. Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. It's really easy. 720-895-0500. Again, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever, and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
American National Insurance, and you need that home insured, by the way, and anything you get done. In fact, if the value of your home goes up because of things that Mighty Hand has done, then you need to make sure it's insured properly, and my agent, Paul Leuenberger, can do that for you. So give him a call today, 303-662-0789.
Get your unique vehicle insured for what you know it's worth. Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance gives you the coverage you expect, which means you have the money to replace your vehicle when something goes wrong. Here's a real story from a customer of Paul. A brand new custom vehicle in transport was not strapped on correctly. It fell off the transport vehicle and onto the highway through no fault of the owner. Because he had insured his vehicle with Paul Leuenberger, he filed a claim and replaced the vehicle, no questions asked. In fact, American National Insurance went to bat for him against the transport company to make sure he got the coverage he expected. With any other insurance, that story might have ended very differently. Make sure your unique vehicle is insured correctly so you get the coverage you expect. Call the personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance at 303-662-0789.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Richard talking about movies with Russians. Betsy from Arvada, though, is next. Betsy, welcome. Hello, Betsy.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can now. How are you?
Oh, I'm super.
Great.
So my movie is The Saint. It's got something for everything.
Yes, I forgot about that movie.
That was one of mine.
Right. Good movie.
You stole one of mine, yeah. Betsy.
Good movie.
He was good in that. What was his name again? That was Val Kilmer?
Yeah, Val Kilmer and Elizabeth Shue.
I liked Elizabeth Shue.
I forgot about that
and
movie.
And Pretiac with his evil hench son.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
And Russians stealing cold fusion.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah, it was great.
Dirty old Russians.
All those Russians are doing, they're always cold fusioning.
That's exactly right. Always stealing, you know, uranium and such. Good stuff. Thank you, Betsy. Good one.
You bet.
Have a great weekend. We appreciate it very, very much. Thank you. Charlie, I put her on the wrong channel. Hang her up for me, would you please? Thank you very much. All right, moving right along.
Next round.
Go ahead.
Here's a big movie, pretty obvious. The Avengers.
Oh, yeah. It's on my list.
Come on, the Black Widow.
Yes, of
Natasha Romanoff. That's her name. And by the way, that's upcoming. Did you know they've taken the Black Widow movie now, which was supposed to come out this past spring? They've now moved it to 2021.
Gotcha. Okay.
So there you go. That's a Russian.
Richard, you're up.
But yes, Andy, they would be smart to do that with all of these because, unfortunately, I don't think people are getting back into the theaters until early next year at the soonest.
Yeah, so, it's not looking good.
Yeah, not at all. But so I will go with, like I said, you guys are just a really loose definition of, you know, Russian in some of these
We
films.
Are not.
So, it was Natasha Romanoff.
Yes,
she played a Russian.
Yeah.
She didn't even have a Russian accent.
Well, but that doesn't matter.
And Thor was from Thor was from an all Russian planet.
Okay.
Trust
right,
me
then.
On this.
Gotcha.
On the same note. All right, this is one that obviously should be a given, and that's going to be 007 from Russia with Love.
Yeah.
Is that Connery?
Yes.
He was great.
Right?
He was great. He was a great Bond.
He was.
He was very, very good Bond, and honestly, obviously, kind of the older style, 1963, but still a very solid, good film, feel like.
Okay, really quick. Who is the toughest Bond, Connery or Daniel Craig? Because they're the two toughest. That's tough, isn't it?
I mean, Daniel Craig's pretty gnarly.
Daniel Craig.
Sean Connery, he just was kind of...
Connery was more cunning. Craig was just more raw, just toughness.
Craig is more athletic.
Yeah.
But Connery is kind of the
He's more cunning.
Bash you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Am I up?
You're up. Yeah, you're up.
You're up.
Jack Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Good. I was going to do that one. Good idea.
Okay.
Good one.
Okay. That one works, right?
That one works.
Chris Pine, right? Chris Pine and Costner. And
yeah. Yeah. Great. I love that movie, by the way. That's another one of those you can just watch over and over again. Good movie.
Okay, well, let's stick with a little bit more of James Bond, a little 007, GoldenEye.
Ooh.
GoldenEye with Pierce Brosnan, remember the Russian lady?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest, GoldenEye is actually one of my favorite James Bond movies. It was funny. It moved well. It had a good
Was there any
plot.
Russians in Austin Powers?
Well.
Was Fat Bastard a Russian?
No, Scottish.
Oh, gotcha.
Russian. Gosh, we got a floater.
I'm sorry. Okay, bringing it back. Sorry.
Okay, bring it back. Bring it back.
Okay.
Richard, you're back.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my word.
We derailed him. What?
He's not even remotely close to a Russian.
I know, but
believe that.
It's such a funny movie.
He just likes the movie.
Yeah, I do. It's hilarious. And it's like a 007 kind of movie because it's hilarious.
You know, it's been several weeks now since you've brought up Schindler's List.
I
want to thank you for that.
No Schindler's List today. Okay. You're up, Richard.
Yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, there's no Russians in that, right?
No, there is not.
There are okay, now. So, go ahead.
Okay, so, very good. All right. So I'm going to go with one, which, again, this is going to be toeing the line as well. But it's going to be it's Defiance with we mentioned him.
Daniel Craig.
It was Daniel Craig, yep. And he, again, they're not Russian. I think they're Polish, actually.
Yeah, close enough.
East Poland.
They're all white.
That's right.
Russian.
It's close enough.
Exactly. Kind of same area. But maybe the Bolsheviks. I don't know. Anyways, they talk Russian. Good film. If you haven't seen it, definitely a little bit more somber than, not quite as somber as Schindler's List. But.
Okay, I have one that I don't think you guys are going to think of. Maybe
all
you
right.
will, maybe you won't.
Okay.
But it was on kind of the top of my list. Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Because the guy with the suit is, even though he looks like an Indian, he's a Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, there you go. He doesn't look, I forget, oh, that's right. It is Mickey Rourke. I forgot about that. Yeah, he's not really a Russian, but hey, what the heck.
I thought he was excellent in the role. Am I alone here?
No,
I
he
thought
did,
he was
he
terrific.
Did awesome, yeah.
I thought the movie was a little slow. It wasn't as peppy as Iron Man 1.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as the first one, but still good.
No, that's a good
okay.
one.
Okay, all right, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to do one that you might not have thought of, but Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Remember where they blow up the Kremlin?
Yes, I actually just watched
it.
Yeah,
it's on my list, too.
Good.
Were Tom Cruise and Simon Pegg, the way they played off each other in that movie, were they hilarious or what, Richard?
It's a good movie.
No, they were fantastic. Honestly, the Mission Impossibles are some of the better films when they kind of bring Tom Cruise's weirdness along with whoever the guy plays Benji, you know, whoever that dude is. Like
Simon Pegg.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, Simon Pegg. They just do a fantastic job at
I agree.
Those all together.
Yeah,
hilarious.
I agree. Yeah, very good. Okay, I have one that's not really a movie, but it's still one of the best series of all time. Lots of Russians in almost every single series. Not quite every, but a lot of them. That is the series 24.
Well, yeah, it's a series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's most every one of the series. I mean, maybe not all seasons had Russians, but I'll bet you at least 80% of the seasons had Russians.
He had plenty of commies.
Yeah, lots of commies in it. Exactly. So, again, just 24. And by the way, just to me, one of the best series, I think, of all time.
Yeah.
If you want to just binge watch something, go watch 24. It's great.
Well, besides which, I just like him.
Yeah.
Sutherland.
Does a great job.
Kiefer, he's great.
All right. Let's do this. We'll take a break, then we'll come back. We'll do another round. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. And Richard, you're breaking up some, so I tell you what, call us back and we'll put you right back on, okay?
Okay.
All right, do that. We'll do Pure Fresh Chevrolet next. If you want to buy a new or used car, this is the weekend to do it. There's some great new deals, by the way, in October on Chevrolet products. That also generates some great used products as well. So go out there and shop this weekend, 303-659-8311, or just stop by. Find them at purefreshchevrolet.com.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Pure 4 Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Pure 4 because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
There we go. And it's the Russian national anthem because it's movies about Russians.
Seriously, was Richard even able to sleep before you would sing this to him?
Yes, of course.
Is this the only way you got him to put little Richard down
pretty
to
much,
bed?
Yes. All right. We got two calls. Richard's going to call us back in a minute. He was in a bad spot. John in Broomfield is next. John, welcome.
Hello.
How are we doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I got a couple of oldies from 1964.
Okay.
First one is Failsafe.
Failsafe?
Yeah, I think I saw that.
That sounds familiar. Yeah. Who was in that?
Henry Fonda was the president.
Oh.
And
great.
I don't know, there's one guy who rode the bomb down waving his cowboy hat on Russia. I can't remember who it is.
Strangelove.
Yeah, and well, no, Dr. Strangelove was another movie, and that was Peter Sellers as the president.
Ah.
Wait a minute. You're telling me somebody rode the bomb down in this movie, too?
No, it was. Was that in. I don't remember.
That was in Strangelove.
Okay. That was always a good piece in that. But with Peter Sellers as the president, and then Failsafe, it was Henry Fonda.
Okay. Good ones.
All right.
Excellent.
All right, John, thank you very much. David is next. David, what's up?
Are you both? Comrades, I have one for you.
Let's hear it.
Sorry, it's a loud question.
That's all right.
All right, this is a series. You mentioned 24, so I have a series that I've come up on called Broken Wood, which if you've never heard of it, it's a detective in New Zealand, but their coroner is a woman, very tall. She's Russian, and she's funny, and she's fabulous in it.
Okay.
I don't know these actors. They're very new to me, but it's called Broken Wood, and they always laugh about it because she brings Russian humor into it from a joke standpoint.
Okay.
So it's different, but it is funny.
Okay.
It's a
all right.
Good one.
Good one.
All
David, thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right. Richard, are you back now?
Yep, I'm back.
Okay, so.
I'm up.
You're up. Go ahead.
Okay, guys, we haven't done a musical yet. John, I know you can't get through the show without a musical. And this is one of the all-time classics and one of the all-time classic characters, Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof. That's the Russian Jews who were going through resettlement and so forth. It's got incredible music. It has a great story. Mm-hmm. And it is one of the all-time.
If I were a young man.
If I were a young man. If I were a rich man.
Or a rich man. There it is, rich man. Sorry, I knew it was one of those.
I know you just had a birthday, so you're kind of thinking in those terms and.
Yeah, I need to be a young man. Anyways.
Yeah, seeing the end right around the corner.
So Fiddler on the Roof. Is that the movie?
Yeah. Richard, every time your dad has a birthday, do you just sit around and wait for the empire to be yours?
Andy, I give him grief every year that he is getting fast approaching the age of something. I would like to say retirement, but inevitably, I don't think he'll ever retire.
Nope, not going to happen.
My dad's in his 80s, still working.
Yeah, and no, that's not gonna. I'm not going anywhere. All right, you're up, Richard. Go ahead.
All right, I've done this one before, but I'm going to go with one with Jude Law, which is kind of sacrilegious.
Oh, yeah.
But Enemy at the Gate,
yep.
Where he's the sharpshooter, British sharpshooter, and then they kind of go back and forth because there's another sharpshooter, or he's a Russian sharpshooter.
Listener mentioned that one, by the way.
Who's the American, or not American, who's the other guy? Because that's a good one. I enjoyed that.
Oh, hold on. I got it pulled up here.
You do?
Joseph Fiennes, the police officer, right?
Yeah. Joe Fiennes. Joseph Fiennes.
Yeah. So in the Nazi command, Ed Harris.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's the guy that the Nazis send out to kill him.
Okay.
By the way, Joseph Fiennes and Jude Law look a lot alike, but they're both white people.
Okay.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay, I have. Let's see, what's on my next? I got him because one of my favorite all-time movies of yesteryear. Richard maybe never have seen this, but Firefox with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, you took it!
Where he has to take the Russian jet. He has to think in Russian to control the jet. It's a good movie. A little cheesy, but good.
So
no CGI in this movie. It's a little cheesy. It's like they videotaped the airplane, and, in front of a white sheet, But anyway,
somebody holding a little airplane, moving it around in front of a background. Okay, now anything. Somebody wearing all black.
It was pretty good.
So what do you have to do? Like think commie thoughts and that kind
of
thing?
No, even to fire the rockets and stuff, he has to think in Russian. It was good.
I remember. It was funny. It was corny, but I enjoyed it.
There's all these flashbacks going on that help, that kind of keep him from thinking in Russian at times.
So. Exactly.
Yeah, it's PTSD.
Okay. I got it.
Russian style.
This one's a pretty easy one.
Go ahead.
Red.
Okay.
Retired, extremely dangerous, and that's with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And they had one character in it. Gosh, I forget. Oh, yeah. His name is Ivan. He was from the Russian consulate.
Of course it was.
Yeah. His name was Ivan.
Of course it's Ivan.
Yeah, but he was a neat character, and he fell in love with Helen Mirren in it. And
gotcha.
You had Bruce Willis and Morgan Freeman and John Malkovich in it, and they were all terrific. Red, by the way, is one of the funnier, stupid movies I have seen. I really enjoyed it. So there you go, Red. Richard, you're up.
Well, speaking of... Red and Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
I've got one, which is Die Hard, A Good Day to Die Hard, because...
Oh, the fifth
son,
one.
Again, this is a very loose definition of it. His son is actually working to protect, the Russian secret operative person, however you want to describe it. So it's Russian in a way, but again, who doesn't want an excuse to watch Die Hard?
Agreed.
Any of them. Just saying.
I thought the fifth one was pretty weak, though, don't you, compared to the others?
I mean, with most, movies in a series, usually by the time you get to five, six,
you're kind of worn it out by then, right?
The
tires don't have a lot of tread on them.
Okay, I have
correct,
one, too, that no one's mentioned yet, which I'm surprised no one has.
Okay.
John Wick.
Yeah!
Okay. Lots of Russians in John Wick, right?
Yeah, they don't stay alive long.
No, not very long, but there's a lot of Russians there.
A lot of targets.
Yeah. Okay.
John Wick was great. I love John Wick.
I love all the John Wicks. They're great.
Okay, a classic. I'm not going to say much on it, but Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Zhivago.
1965. It's a classic. Won 5 Oscars.
What
trust me.
What on earth is that movie?
I've never seen it.
Never mind. Okay. Well, let's get back to the newer stuff. Go ahead, Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, so I'm going to go with one that is Rush. This is the epitome. This is, Andy, this is the best film involving Russians that we're going to mention, and that is Miracle.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Being the Russian hockey team.
That is a classic.
Yeah.
We conquered old mighty USSR.
Who, by the way, at that time had all paid athletes, even though they said they weren't.
Of course they were. I mean, they were using, a bunch of old guys.
And we were using total true amateurs, not professionals.
You know what, though?
Exactly.
But theirs were totally clean. They weren't juiced up at all.
Oh, yeah, sure they were not. Yeah.
They were modified in the league.
Wasn't Kurt Russell wasn't he the coach in that show?
Yeah. Russell was great.
Yeah, he was.
He did a thing.
What was the guy's name? Herm or something?
I forget.
Herb Brooks.
Herb, that was it. Herb Brooks. Great movie.
He's one of his better honestly, that's one of his better acting performances.
He's a good actor. I like him, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's just fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Am I up now?
Yep.
Okay. How about, I got to mention this one. Just for the sake of Dan, I have to mention this one. Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Wolverines.
Now, are you talking to the classic with Swayze
and all those guys.
And Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, all those young kids.
In the Colorado town.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's totally realistic.
It's very realistic. The Chinese and the Russians. And then the one guy that plays, what's his, why can't I think of his name? Played Jim Jones, Charlie. What was his name in the Jim Jones movie? Come on, why can't I think of his name? He was in Tombstone.
I totally forgot.
He was the cowboy, the main cowboy in Tombstone. What is his name? Why can't I think of it right now?
Oh, the main cowboy.
The main cowboy in, you know, he was the cowboy.
Yeah, he always
in,
plays a bad guy.
Yeah,
too.
In
not Johnny Ringo, but the other guy.
Yeah, the other guy. What's starts with an F, Charlie.
Hey, this is great radio. Just keep going. By the way, did you know that if you keep doing that,
we'll really be able to keep something.
John, if you keep doing that, there are birds that'll repeat it after.
Well, yeah, they might actually. I'll find it in a second. You guys, and by the way, Kurt Russell, another Kurt Russell movie. You got to admit, Kurt Russell in Tombstone is probably Powers Booth. By the way, it wasn't an F; it's a P. Powers Booth. What did I think F?
I don't know.
Anyways,
okay. Here's one that is loose.
Charlie's laughing at me.
Charlie's giving up on us. Charlie wants that button where you just turn people off.
He has one.
He has
all of those on his side.
I know.
He could literally turn us at any time he wants.
That's why you can only hear me intermittently.
Because he turns you off.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, this one, okay, I'm going to admit, you got a little time in Russia.
What?
And you've barely got Russians in it, but I like the movie anyway, so I don't care. Get Smart.
Get Smart.
Yeah, remember when they're in Russia and they steal the Ferrari?
Oh,
everybody's
yeah.
got a Ferrari here in Russia.
Gotcha.
Get Smart. I'm sorry. It's yeah. just funny.
Okay.
And I thought they should have had a sequel. I couldn't believe they never did.
Okay.
I laugh myself silly every time I see it.
All right. Richard, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to save this one. So I'm going to go with, Ed, you mentioned Jack Ryan, the movie.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Jack Ryan, the series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There is the Russians in there. And then there's one other one that I can't remember. Oh, no, it's another series. But Jack Ryan, the series with, what's his face? The guy who played Jim in The Office.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name.
Krasinski.
I have a hard time picturing him as a, you know, tough guy, you know.
Getting better at it.
I know.
He's getting better the more he's.
Because he's too Jim. He's too much. You know, that's one of those deals where when you play that TV sitcom for so many years, that's what you get known as.
True. I'll give you
be like George Costanza being a bad guy.
Well, that is true. George would. George was the bad guy in some people's mind, Dad.
That's true.
By the way, we need to do top Seinfeld episodes one of these.
Oh, we should do that. That would be good.
Jeez. I barely watched Seinfeld.
Oh, What have you been doing all these years?
I saw
Andy.
Some of it. It just, you know, it was okay.
Oh, it's hilarious.
What?
It had good characters.
The show about nothing. It's mindless entertainment.
I was more into Cheers and things like that.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Cheers is good, too, but Seinfeld is kind of like the I don't know, my opinion, Dad. It's like the cream of the crop.
I think
to
so,
honest,
too.
But
yeah.
A lot
okay.
of people would disagree.
This one's been mentioned by listeners, and I'm going to mention it just because of that, and it was on my list. It's not necessarily with Russians, but there's a Russian dude on the team, Armageddon.
Oh, that was one of mine.
Okay. So that's
true.
It's kind of
I was getting
kind
to
of
that
on
one.
The edge, but
no, he's a great character, whereas he's on the space station alone and the thing's falling apart. Oh, Russian. No,
right.
No, I thought he was great.
Okay.
In fact, I'm using that.
Okay.
I was going to use that. I'm not having it taken from me.
Okay.
This means a lot to me. So
use it.
I'm using that now. You get to go.
I'll do another one. That's fine.
All right.
Go ahead.
I loved Armageddon.
Use it, and I have one. I'll put
Armageddon
in
was too long. Don't get me wrong. It was too long. Yeah. It lost focus some toward the end. But Steve Buscemi had me laughing out of my seat. Bruce Willis. It was just terrific. I enjoyed Armageddon.
All right. I'm going to throw one in since Andy just took that one of mine, Rambo First Blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's Russians in that
That's
one.
That's a classic.
Solid.
Yeah, classic, right? Solid. Okay.
Very
right.
solid.
Richard, you're up. Then we'll take a break.
I'm going to go 007, GoldenEye.
Oh,
I said that.
He already said it. You got to do another one.
Did you say when? Did,
Okay. Early on. You gotta,
I did it. Remember after you had already done From Russia with Love.
Already been used.
Okay. Salt's been used too?
No, not that one. That one's okay. It's open.
All you, man.
Salt, yeah, Salt with Angelina Jolie where she's kind of like the undercover chick, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so, that's a good one.
That's fine. You people, I just...
Okay, I'll round it out. This is also one that was sent in by a... Actually, somebody called in and mentioned this one. Gorky Park.
Yeah.
Okay, good Russian, good movie with Russians. Okay, Gorky Park. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back, do one more... a few more rounds. We'll get a few more in here before the top of the hour. If you've got a suggestion, text at 307-200-8222. Barber's Foods is up next, and they have got a great... promotion through October. 2 pounds of Wagyu on every order. So ground Wagyu, so basically ground beef, but it's not your normal hamburger.
Yeah, what is this? Explain it really quick.
Wagyu is a Japanese breed of cow that is very marbled. If you look at the meat, you will notice how marbled the meat is.
We talked about that before. I call it sumo cow.
Very good stuff. Yes, very good stuff. So just use beef. At checkout, 2 pounds of free Wagyu with every order. Again, use beef at checkout. That's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Teresa at the Campion Church said, "I have worked with this company for 9 years. They are some of the best people to work with. When I call for service on our copier, they are always looking to get there as soon as they can. One time I had a deadline and my copier was down. I called them up to see if I could use a copier in their office and they said, come right on over. Duke has personally come and delivered a copier for our use for a few weeks to make high-speed copies. I have enjoyed working with BES and would definitely recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, my son Richard, and Charlie, and we are doing our weekly rental movies. This one is Movies with Russians.
Movies with Russians. Commies!
Yep.
Commie movies.
Commies.
This week we are commies. Okay, this next one I was about to do, and one of our listeners also sent this in. By the way, which listener? Do we know offhand?
I don't know. It does. It's...
There's so many, and they keep coming rapid fire.
Okay, exactly.
Spies Like Us. This is a stupid movie, and as you all know, I like stupid movies. This is with Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, a couple spies who are sent to the Soviet Union.
It's funny.
They're intelligence, without that word, agents who are sent to the Soviet Union. So there you go.
Yep, good one. All right, you're up, Richard.
All right, I don't know. I don't think we said this one, but I'm sure you fellas will correct me if I'm wrong. Star Trek. With Pavel Chekhov.
You go. Okay. Hey.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, okay.
I actually kind of like the young kid. I'll be honest. I like the young kid in the newer films. I feel like he did a good job just personally, but I know a lot of people are going to throw back to the older films. But, yeah, there you go.
I have one I'm surprised neither one of you have mentioned yet.
Okay.
K-19 Widowmaker.
Oh, with Harrison Ford. That's a classic.
Yeah, K-19 Widowmaker.
Hadn't gotten to that one yet. You took it. Stole it.
All right, you're up.
Okay. Guys, I got to do, this is one that you would never want to see. It's a kid's cartoon, but I thought we got to throw in one kid's cartoon. Anastasia.
There's Russians in it?
It's all Russians, John.
Okay. it's beats the heck out of me.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a young girl who does not know that she is of royal that she's of royal heritage. She's taken from the family and she must be brought back. Actually, the guy who plays the voice of the guy who brings her back is John Cusack.
Okay.
So he's in it, and there's a number of stars.
All right.
It's got some good music.
Okay. You're up, Richard.
I don't know how we haven't said this one yet, because this is the entire premise of this series, and that is The Americans.
Yes.
The TV series.
Yes.
You keep doing these series.
It's a great movie. That's a great series,
too. You guys are cheating.
Jerry Russell and Matthew Rhys and all of that.
Great series.
I mean, just the thing.
About the Russian spies in America.
Yeah, they've infiltrated America, and they get activated and stuff. I mean, that is like the epitome of this topic that we're talking about.
Well said.
Because Andy is obviously a Russian spy.
I am. How did you know? Because I'm white?
Well, Andy, okay. I know because you told us.
Oh,
I have one on my list. I'm surprised Andy hasn't mentioned because he mentions it almost every single show, and that is Pacific Rim.
I don't mention it every single show.
Almost.
Andy, we know it's your personal favorite.
There weren't that many. Oh, you're right. There were Russians. They were one of the teams, weren't they?
Yes.
Isn't that right, Richard?
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. Pacific Rim. All right, one more round.
I'm dry.
Then I'll mention. Oh, you're dry? I got a few more.
Hunter Killer.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hunter Killer has Russians.
Andy, of all the favorite movies you always mention, I'm going to give you one. This is a give you.
You're going to help me out?
Indiana Jones.
No, that's Germans.
Oh, you just took mine, Dad.
No, there's one of them that have Russians in it.
Which one?
Which one is it? The Skull one, right, Richard?
The Crystal Skull. With
but I hate that movie.
Still, there's Russians in it.
Okay.
Well, it counts.
You're right.
Okay, Richard, what do you got?
Well, you took mine, so this is going to be really reaching into the depth. Andy, I don't even know if you'll get this one. But it's actually a Marvel movie.
Okay.
An older Marvel movie, and it's The Punisher.
Yeah.
If you remember, villain in that is the Russian, people.
Exactly.
And so obviously, I know it's way back, and it's a little bit more gruesome than some people may, like or not like, but it's a good movie, good flick, I feel like.
I enjoyed The Punisher.
Okay.
I did.
Okay, this came in from a listener. I got to make sure that we did not already mention this. Did somebody mention Die Hard already?
Yes, I did.
You did, Richard. Okay, sorry. Listener said that as well. I
mean, you people are providing no grace, so I got to get you on that.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, we got to keep in mind, though, the Die Hard villains in the first one were Euro trash. They were not Russians. It was
Euro trash.
They were Euro trash.
Okay, Bourne Supremacy is mine.
Okay.
Okay, that's Russians. Okay, we've got Chris.
Hunter Killer.
We got that one's on there too. Hang on, we got a caller. We'll take Chris from Denver. Chris, you're up.
Yeah, I don't know if this is Euro trash, but The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good. That's with that's got Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson, right?
That was funny. That Who are the Russians in that one? I'm trying to remember. Are they the villains?
They wiped out a village or something, and
Yeah, you're right.
That was one when it came out. The reviewers did not like it, but I did.
The people did. Yes.
I thought it was a good one.
Yes. Yes.
I thought it was hilarious. A lot of filthy language. And, so.
Good movie. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Okay, who's up now?
I am, and I was going with Hunter Killer.
Okay, Hunter Killer is
that's
yours.
That's got Gerard Butler, Gary Oldman, them. I mean, that's a good one, right?
Yeah.
On the hunt for a U.S. sub in distress in the Arctic.
All right, you're up, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with, we're going to go Russian. And that's going to go back to the Avengers or the Marvel series.
Okay.
The Winter Soldier.
Oh,
He was by the Russian, people?
Yeah.
Made him to be the Russian killing machine. Or I guess he was kind of the Hydra killing machine. But, nonetheless, Andy.
All right. I'm going to mention a couple before we wrap this thing up. We're getting close. Listener said, Black Lightning, story about a boy with his Russian car that was a secret experiment that was discarded that he had bought at a junkyard.
Okay.
And then La Femme Nikita.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I actually like the series.
I did,
La Femme
too.
Nikita.
I did, too. They were good, actually.
You saw the series La Femme Nikita?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did, too. Liked it. Okay, so my...
I know you guys are old.
Which, hush. Jeez. Okay, so I have one, No Way Out.
Don't give him the Empire.
No Way Out.
No Way Out. Yeah, who's in No Way Out? Vaguely remember that.
I feel like that right now. No Way Out, guys. No Way Out.
Gosh. Okay, No Way Out was with, hold on here, I will tell
Kevin
you.
Kevin Costner,
Sean Young, Will Patton.
Gene Hackman.
Hackman and the And the Russian movies are pretty good. All right, Richard, with that, I'm going to let you go. We got a couple of movies I'll mention some listeners. Thank you.
I'm feeling very communist. This was a good day.
You feeling a little pinkish?
I'm feeling like a real pinko.
Okay, somebody said, somebody just said Spies Like Us and Stripes.
What was that
Russia? Russians and Stripes?
I don't know, because I know, or was that Czechoslovakia? That was Czechoslovakia, remember? It's Czechoslovakia. It's like Wisconsin. We'll be in, we'll be out.
That's right.
But yeah, no, Czechoslovakia is definitely closer to Russia than we came on some of our movies. So... that wins. That's a winner.
We had Enemy at the Gate. We also had Spies. I'm making sure that all the listeners, we've got all these in here, folks. I'm double-checking everything to make sure that I mentioned all of them. John Wick, we had that one. I think, and you know what? We had a lot of text messages come in, so thank you all very much. I appreciate it. I hope I mentioned everybody's. I know there's some on Facebook as well, but thank you all for participating. This is always one of our best hours of the week, and we really appreciate all of you participating.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's a joy. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Enchanted Kitchens is next. Yes, make your kitchen that enchanted place. By the way, I missed one, 13 days. So make that the enchanted place in your home. You can do so at klzradio.com. Just look for Enchanted Kitchens there. Again, klzradio.com.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern, but for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
All right, 1 minute left. Joe, what's up?
How did you not mention The Equalizer with Denzel Washington?
I did.
He did. He mentioned it early.
Okay. I did.
My bad. I didn't hear it. But
great.
I,
it was my first one because that's to me, that's like the epitome of Russians right there.
That and John Wick, I think, are side by side.
Yeah, awesome. You bet.
Would you guys agree that the most Russians die in John Wick?
Oh, yes.
More Russians
by
die
far.
In John Wick. Yes,
yes by
yes.
far. Yeah.
I can't think of another movie where that many Russians die.
The best part with Denzel Washington and Equalizer, though, is when the guy's in the shower.
Yeah. Yes, at the very end when
yes.
he like yeah, so that's one of the differences. John Wick kills him quick.
Not Denzel.
Denzel Washington kills him.
It's nice and slow.
And slow.
That's right. It is good. All right, Joe. Good stuff. No, really appreciate it. All right, let's do this. We're about to wrap up our second hour.
Yep.
Yes, we're going to get back to serious talk. We do have a third hour coming up. Mark Smith's going to join us as he does each and every week. Author of The Vast Right Wing Conspiracy. We'll talk to him even about Trump and COVID and all of that. And then we've got another special guest. Biden says he went to a historically black college. Vince Ellison is going to join us at 5:30 and discuss that. So we got a lot more to come. Don't go anywhere. Third hour coming up next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.